The company that helped the city of Columbus develop its bicycle plan is getting a $2.2 million municipal contract to start and run a bike sharing program. Columbus City Council last night approved the contract with a company called Alta Bicycle Share to set up kiosks in the downtown area where people can borrow a bike to get where they're going. Brad Westall with the Recreation and Parks Department says the system allows people to rent a bike for a day, 3 days, or get a yearly membership. He says the system caters to people who want to go somewhere that's too far to walk.
It's a little too far to walk, and I really don't feel like going and digging my car out. I don't want to get it out of the garage or leave that parking space. What can I do? There's the bike station. I can ride point to point, and that's how this bike sharing network works in many cities and in Columbus. What we do is we take stations, 30 stations, 300 bikes. We place them in the dense area of downtown, and those stations will be close enough together that you can ride easily point to point from kiosk to kiosk, pick up a bike at point A, go to point B in a few minutes, drop it off. There's another docking point there where you can put it, and when you come out, there will be a bike ready for you.
Westall says prices for renting a bike have yet to be determined, but the products will be safe and reliable.
These are sturdy. Three speeds, anybody can use them. They're made for folks of all different heights. And the kiosk points are automatic and automated so that you can buy a membership for a day if you're only in town to visit, 3 days for a weekend, and here is probably the most popular, a yearly membership. With a yearly membership, then I swipe my tag card that I get from that. I can use the bike for 30 minutes for free. And the advantage of that is that in 30 minutes, you can ride a good span around our downtown network. That's why the density of it works so well.
The contract approved by council covers the infrastructure costs and the first year of operations. Columbus Recreation and Parks Director Alan McKnight says the company will be responsible for raising the $500,000-plus annual operating budget through fees and sponsorships.
Their contract, that is their responsibility to put together the marketing and the sponsorship packages and tailoring it to this community. And so once we get this under contract, we will sit down and really start fleshing that out and working through that process. But again, based on history and what's happened in other communities, we are confident that that sponsorship is there, and it can be in a variety of different ways.
McKnight says people who rent a bike will not be required to wear a helmet. In 2009, the city passed a law requiring bike riders to wear a helmet. He says installation of the bike stations is expected to begin in early June, and proposed locations will be discussed with residents and businesses.